This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bonin. Burkina Faso's President Roch Marc-Christian Kabore vowed Thursday to strengthen dialogue in his troubled country after gaining a landslide victory in his bid for a second five-year term. I will deploy all my efforts so that through continuous consultation, through dialogue, we can work together for peace and development, he said at his party's headquarters in the capital city. Kabore gained a large outright majority of 57.87% in the first round of Sunday's presidential election, so there's no need for a runoff, the Independent National Electoral Commission said. The 63-year-old incumbent has been under fire for what critics say has been a lackluster response to a five-year-old jihadist insurgency that came in from Mali, leaving an estimated 1,200 people dead and displacing up to a million from their homes. Despite his record, he was the favorite in what commentators said was one of the country's most open elections in years. The Ethiopian military will begin the final phase of an offensive in the northern Tigray region, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Thursday. The announcement comes hours after an ultimatum for local forces to surrender expired, and the prime minister told civilians to stay home and disarm. The government gave the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, 72 hours on Sunday to lay down their arms or face an assault on Mekele, the regional capital of 500,000 people. Rights groups raise concerns for civilians caught up in military operations in which thousands are already believed to have died since fighting began on November 4th. And nearly 43,000 Ethiopian refugees have fled over the border to Sudan. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 3 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates, this according to family sources and a party statement on Thursday. The 84-year-old Mahdi was Sudan's last democratically elected prime minister and was overthrown in 1989 in the military coup that brought former President Omar al-Bashir to power. The moderate Umma Party was one of the largest opposition parties under Bashir, and Mahdi remained an influential figure even as Bashir was toppled in 1989. The Umma Party said in a statement that Mahdi would be buried on Friday morning in the city of Omdurman. And the business deal signings between Israelis and members of the UAE has begun. The two nations normalized diplomatic relations earlier this year. Abu Dhabi-based Al Dara Agricultural Company and Israel's Watergen have signed a strategic partnership in the field of water security. This is what the UAE news agency WAM said on Thursday. The agreement aims to build a strategic partnership between the two sides to provide water from the air and add a renewable source of clean water suitable for human and agricultural consumption, the news agency reported. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent a message of condolence to the King of Bahrain on the death of former Prime Minister Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa this month. Bahrain's state news agency is reporting this. Diplomatic relations between Israel and Bahrain were recently normalized as well. And South Africa is mourning lives lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. The period of mourning began Wednesday, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning out of respect for those who have died. He also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national key sites and government buildings for 5 days until November 29th. The humanitarian aid group Doctors Without Borders said the organization is pulling out of a hospital in one of the most vulnerable and impoverished neighborhoods in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas. The field hospital operates in the Petare neighborhood and is considered one of the best equipped to treat COVID-19 patients. The organization said it needs a balance of international specialists on the ground to guarantee standards, and restrictions force them to shut down operations. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.